Hey, Crusade Channel fans, I'd like to introduce you to my friends at MediatrixPress.com, a family-owned and operated Catholic publishing company. They feature rare, hard-to-find, out-of-print titles that many people are searching for today. Ryan Grant, owner and editor, is also the creative mind behind the St. Robert Bellarmine Translation Project, bringing you important church teachings like the controversy over the Roman Pontiff, the subject of our Calvin Was Wrong series I co-host with Ryan. Mediatrix Press also has several opportunities for you to help with their restoration projects. Here's Jessica to tell you all about them.
Visit www.mediatrixpress.com and donate to the Robert Bellarmine Fund by PayPal. Participate in their Adopt-a-Book program and help them get more authentic church tradition into the hands of readers everywhere. And of course, shop their large selection of books available to be shipped anywhere in the U.S. Every purchase and donation directly supports their ongoing restoration projects as well as their beautiful family of five children.
So, for the best in authentic, rare Catholic books, visit my friends at MediatrixPress.com. That's MediatrixPress.com.
The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great, and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive!
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe,
and your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball!
Are you ready? Let's get it on. On the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Told you that the Black Lives Matter protesters were actual actors and actresses that were bussed and shipped in to make it appear that the crowds were actually larger than they are. You'd say, men in church, please! Stop with the conspiracy theory! What if it was demonstrable? What if I could show you? Didn't anyone ever wonder how thousands upon thousands of people just sort of show up at one time? Folks, we got a lot to talk about here today. It's Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, asking the question of the day.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Hey, where is Obama on this?
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire!
Okay, telephone number if you'd like to be on the program today. It's easy to do. Call 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. Email me directly. My email address has not changed. KingDude, KINGDUDE, at MikeChurch.com. Official website for all things moi online at MikeChurch.com. Find today's pile o' prep, freshly minted. There is a brand new Veritas at Sapientia. You remember last Wednesday we had J.D. Vance on the show and David Simpson was on, and we talked a little bit about his upcoming book, which is now out today, called Hillbilly Elegy. And people that have read Hillbilly Elegy or have reviewed it thus far have ranted and raved about it, and I have some excerpts from it that may make you. As a matter of fact, if you go to today's Veritas et Sapientia, Hillbilly Elegy is today's truth and wisdom, or an excerpt from Hillbilly Elegy is today's truth and wisdom. And as I was reading it, and as you'll see when we get into it, as I was reading it, I was thinking to myself, wait a minute. I've heard this before. I've heard this song and dance that the white middle class was not so much scammed and conspiracied out of their industries and out of their work and out of their lives and out of their wealth and out of their station in life, et cetera, et cetera. But that over the course of time, they lost attachment to the things that kept their line of work, their work ethic, their community life, and all the other things. They lost attachment to them. As a matter of fact, folks, just in thinking about this and in thinking out loud about this, you know, there used to be a principle that guided the affairs of Western man in his economic endeavors. And it was the principle, or it was the teaching on what is known as usury. Now, go ahead and laugh and go ahead and chuckle and go again, reach for the I'm listening to Glenn Beck, that's it, I'm out button. Fine, go ahead. If you don't like hearing the truth, and if you don't like hearing the ultimate causes of why things happen, which might then point to a solution as to how they can be fixed, well, then go ahead. You just run along chirping sectaries. But one of the things that usury would have, that an attachment to the principle of usury would have prevented, would have been men in the labor force entering into deals and agreements with companies that were usurious and that were diabolical of sorts, and placed such a heavy emphasis on acquisition of the material over the actual value of the work. In other words, placed the work solely into the realm of the material. This is what Marxists do. Now, I've always, we've been talking about this on our Philosophia Perennis class the last 3 weeks on Wednesday nights. If you're missing it at 6 Central, 7 Eastern, you should stop by. Although you missed the great discussions and absolute demolitions that Brother Andre Marie, David Simpson, and I had a little bit of an assist there, but those two principally performed against the maniacal, could you hand me what's on the printer, please, before you make your rounds? Thank you. Diabolical, alleged philosophy of the modernist and the Enlightenment thinkers that led us out of the Dark Ages. They didn't lead us out of the Dark Ages. They led us into a Dark Age. Patrick J. Buchanan writes a little bit about this here today. I would encourage people to go to the Black Lives Matter website and read some of it. Just go read the statements on the Dallas shooting and who it is to blame. Well, if you're a white guy or white gal and you're reading the Post, you're to blame. And so are evil white supremacist capitalists that did this and did that and promoted this and promoted that. Folks, this Black Lives Matter organization, it is an actual organization, is playing for revolutionary keeps. This is not a joke. They're like the Mohammedans. I said this the other day. You look at some of the things that are happening out there, and you see some trends emerging. And one of the trends is that some people now, through 43 years of abortion, of nonstop abortion, as Mother Teresa told us yesterday in that clip that I played for you from, or that piece that I read from you from her statement at a prayer breakfast back in the 90s, that in any nation that can conform its mind and be okay with and think that they're still civilized when they're aborting, okay, let me put it in the way it ought to be put, murdering millions upon millions of soon-to-be-born babies every year, is a society that is going to lose its love for fellow human beings and for human life. And that is precisely what has happened, and that's what helps to explain why these problems that we're trying we're grappling with and trying to deal with today seem insurmountable and seem only to rise in occasion and rise in the level of violence and rise in the level of diabolical and rise in just how evil and despicable they are and seem to be occurring with greater frequency because there's no grace around to deal with it. I want to tell you something that I did yesterday, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this at 844-527-8723. Of course, since I threw that out there that I'd like to get your thoughts on it, that means that I'm going to speak to precisely this many people in the next 30 minutes.
0.0.
But it's okay. You could send your response to the Twitter feed at TheKingDude or via email, KingDude@MikeChurch.com. You know what I did yesterday afternoon? As soon as I left out of Studio D here, after another long day slaving over the Veritas Radio Network website. By the way, the app has been updated with the listen line. Now a button on the app. If you had the app open and you kept it open, quit it and relaunch it, and you'll see the listen line. So if you don't have bandwidth and you want to listen to the Mike Church Show, you could do so right now. Now, it's over a phone line connection, so it's not going to sound as crystal clear as the Veritas Radio Network stereo stream. But it'll sound. It will still sound well. Yesterday, when I left out here after watching the cacophony of horrid news on the aftermath of shootings in Dallas and Baton Rouge and Indiana, and all the things that are going on with young people out there in these protests, and I'm going to get into this in just a moment here. I called daughters number one and number two, and I had a conversation, and I'm just going to paraphrase the conversation, but this is actually how the conversation went. I called both of them individually and told them, look, listen to me and don't argue with me, just do it. And I told them, both of you enjoy going into the city of New Orleans and going and hanging out at restaurants and going to, with friends and go walk the French Quarter or go to these sites or whatever. And they really do love the city. They weren't born here, but they treat it as if it's their hometown, their home city. And I told them, I understand all that, but you have to understand what's going on now. Don't do it till further notice. Do not go into the inner city. And the main thing is I don't want them driving through it. Now, some of you, come on, Mike, that's a little bit of an overreaction. I think it's a precaution. I think it's a precaution we should all be taking. Don't drive through your 19-year-old, skinny, attractive white girls. Do not drive through the inner city. Well, that's a racist thing to say. No, it's not. It's a fatherly thing to say. If I can keep them out of harm's way or being put into, as I told them, here's what's going to happen to you or your friends. Somebody you know, and if you're listening to this show right now, my friends, someone you know, unfortunately, this is what's going to happen. Someone that we all know, that I know, that my daughters know, that John Doe that's listening out there, that Jane Doe is listening out there, that Jane Crusade or whoever's listening, someone one of us knows, or a series of someones, is going to be in the wrong place at the right time. And one of these goofball, diabolical protests is going to occur, and there's going to be a loss of life. Pray, beg Almighty God, it's not one of your kids or mine, because it's coming. Now, you may think that that's an overreaction. Okay, what do you think is the appropriate reaction then? You've got to understand. You got to be paying attention to what these maniacs are doing. There are protests now out in the streets where black people are advocating the killing of white people and white cops. Maggie O'Connell told me yesterday that there was a video that was posted on a woman's Facebook page, and she lives in the outskirts of Baton Rouge, of Rouge Beton, Louisiana, where there was a shooting last week of a black gentleman by a white cap. And the video apparently was either taken down by Facebook or was taken down by the person that put it up, but the video was there, and hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of people saw it. And the video basically was this. It was a phalanx. It was a phalanx of black youths, millennials, that were making their way through a neighborhood, walking upon people's lawns and destroying anything that got in their way, mailboxes, trash cans, you name it, lawn ornaments, anything in the lawn decoration, anything that got in their way, they were desecrating it. And then had to be confronted by the police to disperse. Now, this is why they were doing this on private property, while they were chanting Black Lives Matter slogan. Let me take you now to Patrick J. Buchanan. Under the style of cops, blacks, and Hillary Clinton. After the massacre of five Dallas cops during a protest of police shootings of black men in Louisiana and Minnesota, President Obama said, America is not as divided as some have suggested. Oh, yeah? Want to bet? Former D.C. Police Chief Charles Ramsey, an African-American, says we are, quote, sitting on a powder keg, close quote. Put me down as agreeing with the president, for in a real powder keg blew in the 60s, I was there, and this is not it. And he goes into some details about what happened. Troops defended the White House, Marines mounted machine guns on the Capitol steps, thousands of soldiers patrolled the city, the 7th and 14th Street corridors. He's talking about what happened in 1968. But only crazed cop haters applaud that Dallas atrocity. And then he says that was a powder keg that went off. But only crazed cop haters applaud that Dallas atrocity by the delusional anti-white racist. That's right. Micah X. Johnson is a racist. Blacks are capable of racism, just as whites are. Asians are capable of racism, just as whites are. As for the shootings of Philando Castile in Minnesota and Alton Sterling in Rouge Beton, almost all agree they must be investigated and justice done. Chief Ramsey says he expects trouble at the conventions. He's talking about the DNC and the RNC, but if Black Lives Matter shows up to raise hell in Cleveland, then that is going to be a problem for Hillary. Then he gives a little recount of what happened in 1968 outside the convention that ultimately led to the election of Nixon. This weekend, Rudy Giuliani called Black Lives Matter inherently racist. Does he not have a point? Yes, he does. Folks, for the first time in a very long time, maybe in forever, Americans are coming face to face with diabolical entity that is racist by definition, but is racist towards the majority white population. It's apartheid in reverse. And that's what this Black Lives Matter nonsense is all about. But folks, understand this. As long as you live in a plural society, this is going to happen, and the authority to put it down does not exist until it's too late. That's why I told my daughters, don't go in the inner city, and be extraordinarily picky. And even going to parties and social events with friends of yours who may keep not the best company. Because don't think it can't happen in the suburbs as well. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. If you'd like to be on the program, I'd love to hear what you have to say about this. 844-5-CRUSADE. Back to Buchanan. After the death of Eric Garner in a police takedown, Black Lives Matter led mobs onto the streets and highways of Manhattan chanting, quote, "What do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? Now," close quote. An anti-police demonstration since another chant has begun. Now, this one is one of the chants that's being heard in Baton Rouge today. Quote, "Pigs in a blanket. Fry them like bacon." Close quote. This is pure hatred, and as it is directed against white cops, by definition, racist, right? Obama should tell Black Lives Matter to stop the hate. But though he has shown no reluctance to lecture white America, he's rarely shown the same stern judgment with Black America. Now, there is no denying that urban Black committees are among the most heavily policed. Why, as Heather McDonald, author of The War on Cops, writes of a city she knows well, Black people make up 23% of New York's population, but they commit 75% of all shootings. Whites are 33% of the city's population, but they commit fewer than 2% of all shootings. You know that CNN, the Clinton News Network, has actually hired experts to take these statistics and to skew them and put them in reverse? Did you know that? That CNN is claiming that, well, that's because the white people are racist. So let me see if I understand this, because there are racist white people out in New York City. New York City? Yep, New York City. There are racist white people in New York City. That causes Black people to go pick up guns and go shoot other people who aren't white. Gee, what a great logical conclusion that is. What a great exercise in syllogisms and logic that is, folks. These disparities mean that virtually every time that police in New York are called out after a shooting, they are being summoned into minority neighborhoods looking for minority suspects. As these percentages are unlikely to change, we're going to have more collisions between Black males and white cops. Some will end to the shooting of Black criminals and suspects, and on occasion, innocent Black men. Some are going to result in the death of cops. Mistakes are going to be made, and tragedies occur as if the shootings as with the shooting, a 12-year-old Tamir Rice killed in Cleveland while waving a toy pistol. But if there is to be a social explosion every time an incident occurs, like the deaths of Trayvon Martin, shot while beating a neighborhood watch coordinator, and Michael Brown, shot in Ferguson after trying to grab a cop's gun, America is going to be permanently polarized. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen. That's what is happening. Isn't that the goal, Pat? Hasn't that been the goal all along? A permanently polarized society means that there are polar opposites and that there are people on either ends of a spectrum. What does that mean? That means that if you have these permanent polarized factions, that means someone's got to lead them, doesn't it? Okay, Mike, so why do I care about that? Well, if someone's got to lead them, that means someone can then have a power trip in that leadership, doesn't it? It means that someone can actually capitalize on it, can make tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars on that power as well, doesn't it? All this follows, doesn't it? Starts to make a little bit more sense now, doesn't it? It's all about the money. It always has been. It always will be. We live in a Marxist society that is driven from the ground up, from the time you are, the time that you, if you do escape your mother's womb and survive Celine Richards and the rest of the abortuary managers at Planned Parenthood, if you do survive Planned Parenthood, and you actually make it into the status of being a toddler, as soon as you're able to open your eyes and look at a television and understand just a little bit of what the world around you is doing and what's going on, you can start asking for things, and people will buy them for you. Note I said they won't make them for you, and they won't deny you, and they won't tell you that, well, you need to save, hey, little Johnny, that's not that you want that, but not everybody gets that. Oh, no, no, we're America. We don't say that. Oh, no, no, you want it, you get it, pal. That's the way it is. And there is no doubt, says Buchanan, where the majority will come down and who will be the near-term beneficiary. Monday, Donald Trump declared himself the law and order candidate and added, America's police are what separates civilization from total chaos and destruction of our country as we know it. Well, I think that that's a bit reactionary. And I also think that, that again, you can regulate the affairs and the behavior of men two ways, internally and externally. If you try to regulate it externally, you're going to live where we live today. And it's going to escalate. There is no force. There is no secular force save. Now, this is where, folks, this is where it gets dangerous. I was talking with Mark Kresels about this today. During our crosstalk in between shows, if the internal force, which is Almighty God, magisterial teaching, moral, the moral code, as it is taught by the church, if that cannot be brought to bear and is not going to be brought to bear, and it doesn't look like as though it is for the majority anyways, well, then what is going to be brought to bear to put the violence down? What's going to happen? What have we already seen? Calls for more laws. Calls for more cops. Calls for more heavily armed cops. The exact opposite of what the chief of police of Dallas said 2 days ago, which is, hey, we've gotten better at community policing. We need more community policing. Well, that may be what they're trying to do in Dallas, but in the rest of America, that's the opposite of what they're doing. In other words, they're armoring up. They're acting out their military fantasies that they like to visit upon the rest of the world. How's this going to end? Not pretty. It's going to end horribly. That's how it's going to end. What happens when you have never-ending nonstop riots like you had for weeks and weeks on end and burnings and sackings of businesses, et cetera, like we saw in Ferguson, Missouri 2 years ago? What happens when that escapes Missouri and is in every state in the union, huh? What's going to happen then? People are going to grow tired of it. What are they going to do? If the cops can't stop it, they're going to do what? They're going to turn to someone who claims that he can or she can. What's going to happen after that? Well, you know it as a dictatorship. That's what's going to happen. The laws get stronger, the curfews get tighter, and guess what? Everyone gets to partake, not just those that have caused the commotion. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number here. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be. If anyone wants to comment on that, that's the telephone number, or you could download our app in the App Store, the microphone or the Microsoft App Store, or the Windows Phone Store, rather. They have the apps, $1.99, in the Google Play Store for Android phones. We have the app. And you can find it in the iTunes Store for iPhone and iPad. And let me tell you what else is great about the app. Not only is it available for all smartphone models and iOSs, it's just $1.99, gives you fingertip access to the Crusade Channel live stream, Crusade Channel host bios, showtimes, Twitter and Facebook feeds, and the all-new Crusade Channel preview feed. And now the all-new Mike Church Show Listen Line. If you want to listen to this show 24 hours a day and you don't have bandwidth or data that you can burn, no worries. Just hit the Mike Church Show Listen Line button and bam-o, it'll call the number And then you'll be listening to the show right through the Veritas Radio Network app. It's that simple. You get effortless playback of all of hours upon hours of your favorite Crusade Channel content without leaving the app. And you get that through the preview feed, that's using data, or through the phone feed for this show using a phone line. So download our app today, and please consider rating the apps too. Our smartphone app delivers the Crusade Channel anywhere your mobile device works. The Veritas Radio Network app, mobile radio the way it should be. Let me also point out that there's a Call Crusade button that you could push right now. You can actually be talking to me in 20 minutes, 20 seconds. If you just had the app open, you went, I'm going to call Mike Church right now at 844-527-8723. 844-5-CRUSADE. Let me see here. Maggie O'Connell sending me notes here. Oh, yeah, I saw that. No, he did say that. If you want to do something about the black white-on-black violence or the general violence in your community, then stop protesting, dummy. We're hiring. You can join us. Here's Patrick J. Buchanan's conclusion. On Friday, Mrs. Clinton said, I'm going to be talking to white people. I think we're the ones who need to start listening. Buchanan, prediction. If Black Lives Matter does not clean up its act, Obama and Clinton will have to throw the crowd over the side or the BLM will take her down. 844-527-8723, John Rappaport. I was not able to independently confirm this, but I have seen it posted at other places, and we do know that the SEIU union thugs do hire actors and actresses to come and pretend as though they're angry, aggrieved teachers and other assorted and sundry union workers, and stand in their protest holding pre-made signs to make it look like there's more angry people about whatever protest is going on than there actually are. So this makes sense. And knowing the history of that is probably more true than, again, I was not able to independently corroborate the story with a newswire story. Perhaps one of you investigators out there could find this. But we do have anecdotal evidence for it. So, that having disclaimed it then, here's the story. Casting calls for extras, actors during Cleveland RNC violence in July. Quote, here's your chance to take to the streets and protest for a cause you believe in. Many thousands will be at your side. When the violence hits, you can run, go crazy, and hopefully escape police batons, water cannons, and flying bullets. Close quote. This isn't one company looking for actors and extras to protest against Trump in the streets of Cleveland during the RNC. This is much bigger. This is a year-long recruitment drive for extras. You can't have violence from just a few lone individuals on a quiet street in a city. It doesn't play well for the media. No, you need lots of extras and dupes and know-nothings to be there. Now, this makes total sense. No, you need lots of extras and dupes and know-nothings to be there. People who commit no violence themselves but give the impression of supporting it. People the cops can attack when the going gets nasty. People who will scream and scatter and run in every direction and throw trash and destroy cars. You need a full-blown theatrical production. What do you need it for? Rappaport. For the news media. So we've had the U.S. Attorney General, the U.S. President, and Hillary Clinton meeting with Black Lives Matter leaders. We've had major media promoting BLM. Did you see the Maggie O'Connell? You used Pandora. Did you see the Twitter hashtag trending last night? Delete, remove Pandora from my device. Apparently, Pandora must have had a Black Lives Matter pop-up channel or something to that effect. Maybe you can find a story. I was tagged in it on my Twitter feed at The King News. The only reason I know this. So the media is loving Black Lives Matter. Why? Because if it can you send me a story? If it bleeds, it leads. See, remember Rick Sanchez from CNN. Hello, welcome to another edition of Early Day here with Rick Sanchez. I'm Rick Sanchez reporting here. If it bleeds, it leads. Where did Sanchez get this from? I'll tell you where he got it from. He got it from a station, a TV station in Miami. I know this because I worked in Miami for a couple of years. WSVN Television actually had, it wasn't an official meme, but it was their unofficial meme, and everyone in Miami knew it. If it bleeds, it leads. If there was a cat that fell out of a tree that got dismembered on the way down, they'd send a news crew out there to go film it. This is our obsession with diabolical things. It's our obsession with murder. It's our obsession with human suffering and misery. Why? Because we abort babies. What do you think that's like? I told you yesterday the story of baby Wayne, who survived at 24 weeks out of the womb as a preemie. And you can see the photographs of baby Wayne and just imagine. Well, that's legal. In over half the states in the union, 24-week abortions are legal. That's what you're killing. Baby Wayne, who was being held in his mother's arms. Back to Rappaport. This pumps up recruiting for the RNC Cleveland Convention next week in a city where local officials seem to have just awakened to the scope of the problem they're going to face. A few months ago, they put in an order for several hundred bicycles for cops. Cops on bikes? Really? On the one hand, in Cleveland, we have DHS and FBI and Secret Service officers visiting the homes of activists, asking them what their plans are for the convention, a clear attempt at intimidating them. On the other hand, city officials are trying at this late date to work out arrangements with other cities so policemen can be brought in to ramp up security. Clearly, there are agents provocateurs of various persuasions blending in and among the BLM and pro-immigration groups. These agents would commit the incendiary violence. They would strike the match to say they are a rerun of the old FBI. COINTELPRO operation is an oversimplification. Calling Greg Carpenter, what is the old FBI COINTELPRO operation? Do you know? Reverse deception ought to know this, I would think. The infiltrators. As a matter of fact, this is a case of reverse deception, isn't it? Well, look at all the protesters out there. There must be so many people that are really angry and upset about this. What if there isn't? What if it's all just a big deception to make people think that there's anger? Now, that kind of level of anger. There was also no telling what kind of blanket meanwhile, the recruiting for extras and actors continues. People protesters are needed in the streets. People who avidly support Bernie Sanders, BLM, Black Lives Matter, unlimited immigration, gender equality, politically correct speech, gun control, the upcoming globalist trade treaties, more jobs leaving America, the federalization of police forces, the manufacture of running shoes overseas in slave labor camps. Love, peace, and unity, as we heard from Snoop Dogg and the game yesterday. It takes a village, free cell phones, free tuition at illiterate colleges, hobbits, Harry Potter, the EU, cheap lead-based imports from China, the full CDC schedule of vaccines, more chewing gum for the masses, and the imminent landing of humane messiahs from Andromeda. Climb on board, fill out the crowds in Cleveland next week. Be there, be an extra, be an actor when the gun violence begins. Feel the surge of adrenaline. You're a dupe. You're there because somebody is willing to risk your life in the service of an allegedly greater cause, creating chaos and eventually coming in behind it to install order that sucks away rights and freedoms from everyone. Exactly what you wanted, right? 844-527-8723. And then he concludes. What has the result? This is one of these questions that no one wants to ask and fewer will answer. What exactly, precisely, has been the benefit of now over $2 trillion of free money laundered and lavished out on allegedly or purportedly poor, minority populations in America's cities via AFDC, direct welfare payments, et cetera, et cetera. What exactly has been the result of it? Well, look in Dallas. Look at the Black Lives Matter movement. Look at all the increase in poverty. Look at the massive amount of obesity. You can't swing a dead cat anywhere where there are minority. Well, heck, this is across the board. In any population in a fast food restaurant without hitting someone that's so morbidly obese, they will probably expire within the next 30 days. Some people may want to pull a Napoleon Dynamite. Say, can I have your tots? It really is tragic and sad. You would think, though, in a society that allegedly prizes work so much, there wouldn't be so many morbidly obese fat bastards running around. Well, actually, they're not running around. They're just kind of waddling around, like Mrs. Clinton, right? When a society that prized work ethic and work and hard work and never-ending work and being the best workers ever since best workers, you think that you would see this just rampant epidemic? Where's the CDC on this? It is an epidemic of obesity. Not just obesity, morbid obesity. And then Rappaport. I think he makes some sense on this. The upcoming Cleveland production isn't about Bernie or the BLM or pro-immigration or Trump or the Republicans. It's about orchestration. It's about planned theater. It's about rigging conflict and rigging a formula which will appear to demand greater clampdown on everything living in America. I think that that's precisely correct. That's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what is happening. And it's about using the residents of poverty-stricken inner cities across America who have descended to new lows of desperation as pawns in the whole drama. Pawns. If you play chess, you know what happens to pawns in games of chess. Does a pawn take queen? You ever hear that? Pawn take queen. No. Pawns are sacrificed. That's why they're pawns. On a final note, writes Mr. Rappaport, I'll present what's called a clue. During the entire history of the so-called Federal War on Poverty, which was launched in 1966, let me get this correct, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesum Christum Anno Domini, 1966, and after the estimated expenditure of $2 trillion, what is the result we see now? We see a worsening of life. During this humane campaign, when did a president or high government official, I'll say, boy, you don't talk to me like that. I say you don't talk to me like that, son. I'm a high government official. Or a high government official highlight a single stunning individual success. Well, is there one other than Michael Jordan? Name one. I'm talking, for example, about an inner city businessman who, against all odds, created a thriving local company. When do we see that person held up for praise? Not just for a moment, not just at a White House photo op, not just at a local city picnic, but for the purpose of learning, for the purpose of understanding how success is achieved, so that others could follow in those footsteps. After all, isn't this kind of success the prime concept in winning the war on poverty? But you see, actual success and victory were never the goals. The goal was the creation of a permanent underclass. Well, congratulations, Congress. You've accomplished that. You've accomplished that lofty goal in spades. No, I don't mean in the color. The goal of violence, then clampdown, then more loss of freedom, then the expansion of a police state. Follow the bouncing ball, citizen. The cynical exploitation of the upcoming Cleveland convention is just one more step in that progression, and street actors and extras are needed. People who won't ever know what role they're playing in a piece of live theater, they'll never understand. That's what it is. It's live. It's entertainment. It's just entertainment. It's entertainment for the same sick, twisted, perverted, demented minds than think that watching people being blown up by drone strikes is entertaining and is good stuff to see on the news. I talked about this 2 weeks ago. How many of you remember? Remember? 2 weeks ago, we had that story, I was giving you the blow-by-blow of the video that I was watching on the Clinton News Network and on Fox News of a black-and-white surveillance video, if you will, taken apparently from the underbelly of a very lethally armed American drone. And it showed the drone firing some kind of missile ordnance and firing it directly in to a caravan of vehicles and obliterating all of them. But you couldn't tell what the vehicles were. We were told, oh, that was a caravan of ISIS. No evidence is ever presented for this. And, of course, it's fine because we have a war that we declared in the country that they fire the ordnance in to just blow people to kingdom come, right? And people sitting at home are going like, yeah, go kill some more. Let's do it again. And you wonder why we have a problem with violence on the streets, for heaven's sakes. By the way, I can now confirm to you that, here, I'll just read the story that Miss O'Connell has sent me. So Pandora did do this. Well, there goes your weekend entertainment. What are you going to do? What? You did what? See, Christopher and I don't have to worry about that because he doesn't use Pandora and I don't use Pandora. You know why? Because Christopher can chant. Christopher and I can chant Gregorian chants, Maggie. Yeah. Right. Oh, dude. You might want to reconsider. The streaming music service Pandora caused controversy by posting a message using the hashtag Black Lives Matter on social media. So you deleted your account. It's gone. Okay, this is from Snopes.com. Claim streaming music service Pandora endorsed the Black Lives Matter movement while ignoring the five deaths of Dallas police officers. It's a mixture of true and false. What's true? Pandora tweeted a supportive message on social media that used the hashtag Black Lives Matter. Origin, July 20th, saw a week of high-profile shootings. On July 2016, the streaming music service posted a message. Although Pandora's post stated that their hearts ache for all of those who unfairly lost their lives and included the hashtag love above all, their use of the Black Lives Matter hashtag to represent the victims of police shootings, but not an equivalent hashtag to represent the policemen killed in Dallas. Such as Blue Lives Matter, generated controversy along with calls for boycotts of the music service. Some media messages expressing anger over Pandora's message often asserted that the Black Lives Matter movement is anti-police. Well, it is anti-police. You don't have to assert it. Go read the darn thing. You don't need to assert. You know, I'd love... Now, you can use Snopes, but you know that Snopes is run by smarmy, snickety, stinky, smelly, Communist Party sympathizers, right? These guys are as far away from pursuing and chasing the truth down as Sigmund Freud was from hosting a Sweet 16 party for all virgins where they remained virgins. How about that? So Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. What is the flash sale today? I want people to go to the flash sale today. Make sure that you're shopping at MikeChurch.com/shop. Folks, let me give you an update. Today is July the 12th. I am here to tell you that as of today, we will not meet our needed goal of 100 plus new members per month in order to get to the amount of members needed by the one-year anniversary of our launch in November of 2016. Our goal all along, and we stated this when we started this, when we launched the Crusade Channel back on November the 11th, was if we can get to 3,000 paid and active subscribing members, we can make a go of this radio the way it should be. Right now, the count stands at 2,586, I want to say, somewhere around there. I'll get you the exact number. If you'd like to become a member and you've been sitting on the sidelines as a Bernie Sanders listener, being a good little socialist and soaking up all the free entertainment that it cost us magnificent amounts of effort and labor and money to produce, well, you can become a member today by going to veritasradionetwork.com/join and signing up for as little as 23 cents per day. You'll get instant download and streaming access to all the content on the Crusade Channel, including the Mike Church Show and today's brand new episode. We'll get into phase two now of the Modern Wrong World Made Right. And we'll start covering St. Robert Bellarmine's book, The Antichrist, with our Latinist expert, Ryan Grant. We have 17 previous episodes of Calvin, as in John Calvin was wrong, the Modern World Wrong World Made Right. If you want to listen to all 17 of them, there's one way to do it. Cost you $7.99 a month, $76.76 a year, or if you want to become a really super-duper member and support our efforts, $176 a year makes you a founding brother, and you can do a founding brother by the month as well, and many of you are taking that option. $576 makes you a founding father-level member, and $1,095 makes you a crusader. We've got a great gift for you if you become a Founders Pass yearly member today. Take a copy of Humility of Heart, the best book ever written about the subject of humility, in paperback, signed by the editor. That'd be me. For free, don't cost nothing. We'll ship it to you free. Our free gift to you is a thank you for becoming a Founders Pass yearly member today. Or sign up to be a founding father or a crusader, and we'll send you a free, yes, we pay for the shipping, McClure Block Kitchen Cutting Board, handmade in Michigan from Michigan Hardwoods. Folks, these boards sell from $120 to $150 bucks. Yours free for becoming a founding father, crusader level, or making a $500 donation to our crowdfunding effort, which you can find on the site. Please consider signing up for the Founders Pass today and supporting our efforts so that the crusade can continue. Go to veritasradionetwork.com/join, and that'll take you to the join page. And if you're not convinced, you can also sign up for a 5-day free trial right there on the site. If you'd like to become an affiliate member and promote the Crusade Channel, become an affiliate syndicate member, and actually host our live stream on your website, it's so easy to do and it's free. To become an affiliate, go to veritasradionetwork.com, click the Veritas tab, and then Veritas SOS will tell you all about the crowdfunding effort, tell you all about advertising on the site, and then the affiliate tab will help you sign up to become an affiliate. And all you need to do is check out the affiliate syndicate radio syndicate button or a piece from Brother Andre Marie actually helped us put this together. And all you do is copy this code into a WordPress page and bammo, the Crusade Channel site is on your site. Please consider joining our crusade today, becoming an advertiser, becoming a sponsor, becoming a paid member, becoming a Twitter helper, a Facebook helper. Lots of ways to get involved. Go to veritasradionetwork.com/join or send me an email, kingdude@mikechurch.com, or call 866-483-3833. That's 866-483-3833. Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. Social media messages. You just deleted the Pandora. You just took it off your phone. It's gone. Now, is that going to be a permanent state of affairs? What are you going to do when you need music? Where are you going to get it from? I'm just curious. What am I going to give you? The flash sale of the day is a Secede or Die t-shirt. You can get one for $5 right now. There are five of them for $5. What, we have to come knocking on your door? Have you seen our America's Secede or Die t-shirts? We sold thousands of these back in 2010, 2011. So we reprinted them after the Brexit vote. You can get one right now, mikechurch.com/shop. Click on the clothing, then shirts tab. At $5, but you got to be one of the first five. Go to mikechurch.com/shop. Folks, there is so much that I want to get into and I want to cover here today, and I know I'm going to run out of time, but I do want to play you a clip. You know, one of the things that I talk about here on this show often, and we're going to talk about it again today, is the reestablishment of order. Now, when I say order, I have in mind a specific order. Most people won't tell you this. The only person that I know that's publicly, or well, there's a few, but the person that I know is closest to what I say and how I say it is brother Andre Marin. He has a show called Reconquest. And in the Reconquest show, it's what he advocates, a return to the order as it was in Christendom. And when we say the order, we mean the moral order. This is how to restore. Now, the restoration of this order, folks, this is going to be long, tiresome, gruesome, grisly, not satisfying at times, violent sometimes. It's going to cost you friends, volunteer work. You're not going to get paid. You're not going to get wealthy. The only question that remains is that the right thing to do, and should we do it? Well, I'm going to answer that question for you. But I'd just like to play for you a clip from the Clinton News Network this morning. This is a... Now, when I talk about the restoring, I am talking about the church, capital T, capital C. That means the Catholic Church. And I am talking about the magisterium, which is written down, and it is the moral teaching, and it has been defended singularly and from a univocal point of view for 2,000 years. That's the fact, Jack. Now, many of you disagree with that.
Well, that's just, yeah, you and your stupid Pope and you idiot Catholics and all the stuff that you made up and all the millions of people that you killed and sacrificed and this and that. You know, all this urban legend, all of this hatred that is bred in so many from birth towards. I just read Scott Hahn's autobiography about his conversion from Presbyterianism to Catholicism. And Hahn tells it like I've never read it before. He was actually bred as a Presbyterian to despise people like me. Not ever even meeting me. All those evil, disgusting, despicable papists and their devil worship and their graven image, et cetera, et cetera. I was reading it going like, wow, that explains a lot. Now I know why I get all this hate mail.
But as I've been saying of late and have been praying about, please continue sending it. It's great to be humiliated. Persecution is fantastic. That leads one to know that they're on the same course that our Lord was on. So please understand that when you send that, I'm going to throw a party in your honor. As a matter of fact, I might even get drunk tonight in your honor. Having said that, this is a reverend who is the reverend of the Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas. I want to play you this clip because this guy, he can't bring himself to say the word magisterium or Catholic, but he says everything else, and he's right. He's correct. He's got it figured out. The reverend knows how to fix the moral decay in our society today.
Today, President Obama and former President George W. Bush will honor the five fallen police officers killed in that ambush in Dallas. The community...
This is from the Clinton News Network this morning, by the way. 5:58 a.m. That's the voice of Poppy Harlow.
Black men at the hands of police in just the past week. Let's talk about all of this. It is important. It is complex. The pastor of the Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas.
There you go.
Pastor Tony Evans is with me. And sir, so our viewers
Pastor
know,
Tony Evans.
Not only is your church in Dallas, the police chief, David Brown, is a member of your church. And I just have to ask you, on Sunday, as you were preparing your sermon for him and for all of your congregation on Sunday, what went through your mind? What was your message?
Well, we wanted to do a number of things. First of all, we wanted to express our heartfelt pain at the loss that took place in the lives of so many people and the devastation of families. We called all of our police men and women forward, almost 75 or so, and we applauded them. We also had to affirm the fact that in any bunch of apples, you can have some bad ones, but we need not vilify or generalize the police department when so many, almost all, are doing a marvelous job. So we wanted to affirm them. But we also wanted to give from developing a message context, a theological reason for why our culture, our country, and even our city is in the condition that it is in. So as
Now, did you hear that? I wanted to give you a theological reason as to why the current condition. So what is the pastor doing? First of all, he's got two things correct. He's seeking an ultimate cause. What we talked about on yesterday's program. You're not going to fix this stuff. You don't seek ultimate cause. You have to seek the ultimate cause and then the ultimate purpose. All right, if you seek the ultimate cause, that will lead you to the ultimate purpose. So you see, he's saying we need to seek the ultimate cause, theological cause. Ladies and gentlemen, we use the term sapientia, S-A-P-I-E-N-T-I-A, sapientia, that is the Latin phrase for the term wisdom. We use the term sapientia to describe things that are wise. We know from studying scholastic or Thomistic Aristotelian Christianized philosophy, or Philosophia Perennis, if you will, we know that theology is the handmaiden of philosophy. All the questions that you have and that the pastor has and that I have and all you listening right now can all be answered philosophically. We can answer, and that just means by using our intellect, conforming our mind to reality and using our intellect, we can answer all these questions. And keeping in mind that there is a singular, unified, unitary truth, one. Now, when you hear the Pastor Evans's solution, see if you've heard it before here on the Crusade Channel.
Working on my thoughts, giving that theological foundation is critical to understanding the sociological, racial, political, right, and even economic realities that we're dealing with.
So let's talk about that, because you wrote a fascinating opinion piece in the Washington Post about this. And let me read part of it for our viewers. You wrote, unless the church, with a capital C, the church as a whole, not just your church, unless the church steps forward collectively to fulfill its God-given role of influencing the conscience of our culture, our country will keep spiraling downward into the depths of fear and hate.
Bingo! That's it! He said it right there. He even used capital C. Of course, he doesn't mean the church. I'm not sure what he means, but he's identified. That's Pastor Tony Evans of the Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas has got this figured out. Now, this is exactly what we talk about here on this show when we talk about the restoration of the Christian order. He is precisely correct. The church has to fulfill its God-given rule. Now, he says influencing the conscience of our culture. I'd say shaping, not just influencing, shaping and then enforcing. The power to shape would coincide with the power to enforce. And you have to enforce against heresy and apostasy. I know. Oh, yes, bring back the Inquisition. That's good. Right. Keep on with your silly little ignorant urban mythology of what happened in Spain during the alleged Inquisition. Again, go to YouTube.com, little search box there, type in BBC, all capital letters, comma, Inquisition. Watch away. 55 minutes later, you will know what actually happened.
And, you know, this, as the presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump said, that he believes the division will get worse, that we are leading into a very angry and divisive summer. What is the conscience of our culture right now?
Well, we are living in the devolution of the spiritual, and that has opened up a vacuum for all these other things to occur. You know, 2 Chronicles 15:3-6 says, in those days there was no true God, no teaching priest, no law. Afflictions happened to everybody in the land. City rose up against city. State rose up against state. Nation rose up against nation. And then it closes with this phrase, for God troubled them with every kind of distress. Now, if God is your problem, only God is your solution. And that's why the emulsifier, to bring together these divergent orientations, views, and conflicts has to be the spiritual, and that's the job of the church. So our failure has contributed, and we've kind of been co-conspirators, to the void that now needs to be filled by the spiritual dimension and the return of a divine value system.
So how does the president help
this? He just said the return of the divine value system, for heaven's sake. The guy's right there. He's teetering on the edge. He's right there. Now, I play that clip to demonstrate all is not lost. There are good men out there like Pastor Evans that got this figured out. He's a black man. And I hope that there are people that are listening to him with goodwill, open minds, and through love and charity. And as long as there are, well, then there's hope. Of course, there's always hope. We can't ever fall into a state of despair, because then we think that we're in control, and we're not. He's in control. Anyways, I wanted to play the clip for you because I heard it this morning. I almost fell out of the chair. 844-5-2-Crusade, our telephone number. Justin in Indiana is on the telephone line. See? Phone line works. Hey, Justin, you're on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. How you doing?
Great. How are you doing, Mike?
I am well. What do you think about Pastor Evans?
Well, I thought that was very apt for what I was calling about, actually, too. I was thinking a little bit about listening to you over the last couple of days and thinking about, in the United States, this movement of multiculturalism. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. And I know it's in universities. It's being taught in schools. And I know I heard you yesterday talk about, you know, the fact that obviously as Christians, we should not, you know, have any sort of hate toward anyone different from us. You know, one race, unity. I agree with that. What I'm wondering, and I want to get your opinion on, is how do you see, though, I mean, when you take the word multi, that means many.
Many.
But we know that there's only one truth. So how do you take these cultures and blend them together to come up with some concoction that may or may not, and oftentimes does not, conform to the truth?
That's a great, great question, Justin. You should be in our Philosophy of Perennis class, my young man. Because you think, this is the second time you've called, you think correctly. I mean, that's a good interrogatory. Well, I'll try to answer the question as best I can. And David, if you're listening, if I get anything wrong, or brother, if you're listening philosophically, please correct me. You can have multiple cultures, but they can all be unified in under one spiritual realm. Now, let's flesh that out. You can have English-speaking, tea and crumpet-consuming, Baroque music-composing, Shakespeare-loving Englishmen and have them be Catholics. You can also have paella, fish, Mediterranean diet, acoustic guitar, gypsy types in living a total, agrarian lifestyle in Spain, but still attending and still ascribing to the Catholic Church or to the universal church. Same thing with the Greeks or the Italians or the French. So it is possible, but then you have to have the single unified or the singular teaching authority. You have to have one singular teaching authority source. Now, Justin, this is where pride comes in. And I'm sorry for those that are offended by this. I don't mean to offend. I mean to spread some Christian charity and spot the error that I myself practiced for almost 50 years. Well, I couldn't have practiced it for 50 years. Let's go with 40 years. Pride says that, well, no, I've got religious liberty. You can't take my liberty away. I have the right to choose. Well, you don't really believe that. Not if you really call yourself a Christian. You don't believe that. You're not given the option on whether or not you can murder, are you? You're not given the option on whether or not you can steal, are you? Now, you have free will, and if you wish to do it, if you want to contravene, but you've been ordered. It's why it's called a commandment. It's not called a suggestion. In the same way, you can't say that there is not a command that if you love me, then you will keep my word. I think I'm quoting someone that everyone knows who I'm quoting here. Well, Where is his word to be found? What entity organized his word? What entity began the 2,000-year-long defense of his word? We know what it is. We can deny it all we want. You can say that you can have this and you want to live it. Fine. Understand then that you are in contravention of and you are denying the teaching authority. I say you're denying the teaching authority, or the church says that you're denying the teaching authority of Christ himself. That's a problem. And look, that is what came out of the heresies of the early 15th century. It's as simple as that. There's no other way to put it. We're coming up on the 500-year anniversary of it. Some people out there are going to celebrate it. And if you're going to celebrate, that's fine. We'll continue to love everyone as brothers and sisters and pray for a resolution or for a reconciliation of all these things. I mean, that's really, you know, that's something that that we should all be praying for. You know, I don't know if my I can't speak for anyone else. I can only speak for me. But that's part of my daily routine and daily ritual is to sincerely and reverently pray for a reconciliation. There can be a return. You know what, Justin? The world and the evil of the Mohammedan heresy and the evil of the pagan heresy that has ascended again and all the cannibalism and all the witchcraft and all the other stuff that goes along with it may ultimately require a reunification of the church and the churches. It will require it. That's how Europe survived. Now, we have a fantastic piece that I'm going to get into here for today's Church Doctrine video. From Saint Benedict, Cardinal Henry Newman wrote a little bit about Saint Benedict. You know, Rod Dreher, I don't know what Rod is, to tell you the truth, but he is a promoter of this thing called the Benedict Option. Well, I don't think he really, I know he's working on a book, but I don't think he really understands Saint Benedict. And if he did, he'd say the Saint Benedict Option and what it was that Benedict walked into, which is, we might say, Justin, a hellstorm. And what was Benedict's, what did Benedict do? He went, man, I can't live with these heathens. I can't be a part of this. And so, of course, he went and somehow took possession of what used to be, I believe it was the Acropolis, and turned it into the magnificent monastery that's still there today of Monte Cassino. You ever been to Italy?
No.
Neither have I. I've seen pictures of Monte Cassino. I've never actually been there, but it is quite a sight. Anyways, I think that really is, that's our task. And that's really the only way you can have multiculturalism, as you said, as you called it. I think that you can, again, you can have multicultures, but you can't have a culture that is, at the end of the day, that is not Christian in how it approaches its cultural events. Again, like the music, like the cuisine, like the rest of it. And as long as they do, well, then, you know, they may be different, and they're going to be different cultures, and you know, the people are going to be different. They're not necessarily going to want to live amongst each other because they do these things differently. But they can certainly attend Mass together. So that's how I would answer the question. If I answered in error, then I apologize in advance.
No, thanks. I appreciate that. One other thing I want to let you know before I go is, like I've told you before, I teach high school social studies here in Indiana, and be teaching government coming up in August. And I'm planning on using quite a bit of your material in covering the Constitutional Convention. I'm scrapping the textbook that we have in the classroom. I try to source a lot of my material from the internet through various different sources, but I'm going to try to work in as much of your work as I can to give the proper perspective to what actually went on during that period of time. So I just wanted
let me put you on hold and I'll send you a copy of the Spirit of 76, writing and ratifying the U.S. Constitution. You can use that. Hang on, Justin.
Thank you so much. No, I appreciate that.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate the call. Folks, I got to go. And by the way, I made a rookie error. Philosophy is, I had the order correct. And that is philosophy is the handmaid of theology. I had it backwards. Got to go. 844-527-8723. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be.